because of executives like the one I'm going to introduce to you, is the reason why IBM had that kind of a reputation. What's amazing is he's not only the IBM fellow, the vice president, the CTO of Watson X enablement, but what I love about him, he's transforming IBM. So, ladies and gentlemen, would you please join me in welcoming Dr. Ranjan Sinha of IBM. Ranjan.
Well, thank you, Devendra. Just to make sure. Okay, perfect. Excellent. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here with you all. In fact, it's great to be in a room full of life sciences and supply chain professionals. Hopefully you can hear me well. Okay, good. So the last time I worked on life sciences, that was during academia, when I got to work on developing solutions for short-read human genome sequences and collaborated with a bunch of scientists across three continents. And we published a few papers in the Bioinformatics Journal. So that was during academia. Since then, I've been with eBay Marketplaces, and I joined IBM about 7 years ago. So we have been on a transformation journey within IBM these past few years. And as the CTO for the first global chief data office at IBM's in its 112-year history, we did a fair amount of work in transformation. In fact, we focused on developing IBM's data strategy. How do we turn data into business value? How can we provide business insights for our senior leaders? How can we transform each and every mission-critical workflows by infusing AI into them, and then creating an AI enterprise blueprint so that our clients could accelerate their own transformation journeys? So that's been our journey over these last few years. Now, earlier this year, I moved to IBM Research AI, and that's the core AI group that's building and developing the new generation generative AI technologies and making them available in our new Watson X platform. And I'm helping to drive the client zero use cases so that we continue on the transformation for IBM. And this really helps our clients as well, because we can showcase our success stories internally. And also, of course, stress test our offerings while we are at it. Now, we are living in one of those rare moments in history where an innovative technology is radically transforming business and society, and that technology is artificial intelligence. And since 2017, the adoption of AI has gone up by over 2x. It was around 20% in the enterprise, now it's over 50%. And with generative AI, it's obviously going to increase even further. In this talk, I will motivate the need for a data-driven AI-first enterprise. This is the IBM Research headquarters at Yorktown in New York. So we are in the era of bits, neurons, and qubits. And IBM Research has been at the forefront of computing for nearly 80 years. Now, to continue scaling computing power and the next generation of chips will require new approaches. So we're building new architectures for transistors and chips so that they could meet the demands for power and efficiency and security. AI and machine learning, they have become critical for business, but these models that we are building, they can be expensive, they can be opaque. So we are building and inventing powerful and new trustworthy foundation models that can be used for enterprise tasks and for business to create their own solutions. And we're also building the industry-leading quantum computers to bring useful quantum computing to the world. and they're expected to solve complex problems that today's most powerful computers are unable to solve. So if you're interested in hearing what the latest in that front is, we are having our annual Think Conference in Boston in May. So please reach out to me, perhaps on LinkedIn or via Devendra, and we can see if we can find a spot for you. So the one thing that has happened, especially with the pandemic, is that we have seen 10 years of digitization occur in one single year. And supply chain has been amongst the most impacted. And this pandemic has forced us all to change almost at once, and more so to digital. And this is happening because enterprises recognize the need to change or risk being left behind. So what's even more interesting is that the trend of transformation has turned into digital reinvention. And that's why you see 60% of business leaders ranking new business building as a top priority. And they're doing so as digital businesses, because the digital businesses are more scalable, they're more resilient to change, and are easier to sustain. So there is a new urgency to build new businesses that can create advantage in the long haul by making use of the technological innovations in hybrid cloud and artificial intelligence, becoming even more client-centric in how they operate, building ecosystems of co-created value across the network of business and supply partners, and ensuring a focus on sustainability. So let me share a few data trends and IT architectures. So IT architectures are becoming a lot more heterogeneous. So 90% of large companies, they are using multi-cloud architectures. That is, they're using more than one public cloud. So you have AWS and Azure, Google, IBM, so on and so forth. 72% of the companies, they're running their workloads on private infrastructure as well as on the public cloud. And 75% of the enterprise data will be generated on the edge within the next 2 years. Right, you see it's a lot of heterogeneity, both from the IT architectures as well as where the data is being generated. Data volume, variety, and velocity continues to soar in magnitude. I'll extract maybe one statistic, that most businesses must now manage unstructured data. And with technologies like generative AI and the natural language processing and so on and so forth, you'd be able to extract a lot more value out of your artificial, using your unstructured data today. So AI is transforming business models and operations. And over 60 to 70% of the employee time could be automated using artificial intelligence techniques today. And they'll be better able to spend their time using more important and useful work. And I'll provide some examples later on from our own experience internally within IBM. So enterprises need modern IT capabilities to manage this complexity and unlock innovation, and are turning to hybrid cloud and artificial intelligence to manage this heterogeneity and the soaring the volume of data. However, data challenges are what makes transformation hard. So today, data is more dispersed, they're more dynamic, they are diverse, and difficult to manage than ever before. And enterprises must juggle complex, multi-vendor data environments, siloed data assets, there is long data preparation cycles, and all the while maintaining a secure and compliant data and governance strategy. Complexity also increases with acquisitions, which is a natural part of what happens in large enterprises. Moreover, 80% of the time is spent preparing data rather than building the AI models. And if you look at these statistics, there's a fair amount of inefficiencies in how data is being managed today. 68% of the enterprise data is not analyzed, so there is untapped potential. 80% of the data is spent on data cleaning and integration and preparation, which reduces the time for insight generation. 82% of enterprises say that data quality is a barrier to their data integration projects. And 82% of enterprises are inhibited by data silos. So while there is a lot of data, there is still a lot of efficiency and potential to benefit from it. Now, AI is only as good as the data that fuels it, and it's really important to identify the right data from the beginning. And this is especially the case with many of the foundation models and generative AI technologies that's in play today. So we use various HAP detectors that remove hateful and profane content, that remove duplication, bias monitoring, and a range of data that's not as relevant or could lower the accuracy and the quality of the model. So it's really important for successful AI implementations that the role of the data leaders to ensure the right data is fed into these models, and of course for the insights as well. So based on the survey conducted by Gartner, the top two barriers of AI implementations are data related. One is data accessibility, followed by data volume and or complexity. And of course, there's data scope and quality. So within the top six, there's about three of them are data related. So data-driven technology eminence are defining the winners today. So 7 in 10 CEOs are driving large-scale changes in value creation. Ways of working and processes using all the technology innovation. And so when they align the technology with the business processes and the business strategies, they're over 2 times more likely to achieve better outcomes. So to become more intelligently automated, data-driven, and predictive, you can do it in some of the context of some of the use cases that's shown on the right-hand side. That's customer care, business operations, employee experience, financial operations, and IT operations. And we have done pretty similar as we began our transformation journey within IBM. Now, given the importance of data in such transformations, we typically use the 6-step process to ensure that the roles of people and process and technology are outlined with an actionable data strategy. First is understand the business objectives. That is, connect your data strategy with the business strategy. And as you know, at the end of the day, the initiatives that get most traction are the ones that are connected with the business strategy. Second, assess current state. So understand pain points, discover blockers and gaps that with better quality data can solve. Third is map out the data strategy for the future. That's where you establish metrics of success and cross-functional data needs to support multiple use cases. Fourth is establish controls, and here's where you outline your data and AI governance strategy based on quality, privacy, and security. And this is becoming increasingly important with all the data and AI regulations that's coming up. Recently, last week, you had the EU AI Regulations Act, and there's other countries as well that's enacting their own acts. So this is becoming really important. Fifth is creating integrated solutions, and that's where you can start by thinking what's achievable, that's valuable and viable in a short amount of time, and collecting small wins along the way. And we started in a very similar fashion when we were building our own data and AI platform, where we had early adopters using our solutions literally from the second month, and we are both learning in that process from each other. And sixth is scale your teams and processes and effectively communicate how much your efforts are paying off. It is important to understand all elements of this change and how to navigate it and how to learn through failing fast. In fact, every organization needs to experiment today as we are beginning, I would say, a new era where the generative AI is going to infuse a lot of what we do today. And so experimentation out of the possible, it's going to be key going forward. Excuse me. So this, in 2019, IBM introduced the ladder to AI model, which can be used to assess the maturity of an organization in terms of being an AI enterprise. It provides a guiding principle for organizations to transform their business by providing four key areas to consider: how to collect data, how to organize data, how to analyze data, and how to eventually infuse data into the various workflows. Now, this of course assumes that you are modernizing your data assets across a hybrid multi-cloud environment, so you can get access to the relevant data in a trusted and governed manner. Now, in 2023, there was, this is the more modern day AI ladder, and AI has gone from a world where companies are thinking about running their business plus doing some AI. That's the plus AI world we were at. That's the bottom layer, which is what was in the prior slide. Now we are heading to a world that is AI first. That's AI plus on the top right. And the leading companies of the next decade will be the ones that decide that they will be AI first. In fact, I was at the NVIDIA GTC conference yesterday, and you had a panel that has some of the leading CIOs, the CIOs from leading companies like LinkedIn and ServiceNow and NVIDIA, and they were all indicating that there are AI-first companies. So they're literally reimagining processes along the way, and we are doing very similar within IBM as well. We are reimagining processes, workflows, skill sets, organizations, how do organizations collaborate with each other, there's tooling. In fact, I was leading the AI strategy for the past 4 months before I moved to IBM Research AI, and there was primarily around, well, how do we develop a turnkey approach for generative AI within the company? And that's you got to literally reimagine a whole range of areas. So you can think about starting with two threads. One thread is, how can we use this technology today and get some wins in the near term? The other is, what is the world going to be in, let's say, in 3 years' time? And you can start trying to map the trends and the technologies to a few years' time. So I think moving in two threads would be a good idea. Sorry. So the plus AI model is about how clients can collect, organize, and analyze and grow their data. That's the bottom layer. And so the ladder is about how clients can add AI to their applications, automate your workflows, replicate your, replace your workflows where AI does a lot of the tedious work. And this is really a time to reimagine and reinvent your organization and processes. So before, mostly data scientists and business analysts used to analyze data and consume data for useful insights. Now everyone needs access to consumable data for insights. As everyone, your CFO can just engage with a conversational agent and ask questions and get the relevant answer. So across the board, everyone should be able to access in a very easy manner the insights that can be generated. Okay. Now, you have all heard about and may have used generative AI within the past year, right? There's been a lot of buzz. And you can perhaps relate to Gonzalo's statement that generative AI surprise, impress, and scare us all at the same time. However, same 5% of the CEOs say they're competitive advantage rests with generative AI and the proprietary data that they have. So while many enterprises acknowledge the value of AI and generative AI, the following barriers to AI still exist. AI projects that are too difficult to manage and scale, ethical concerns, There is too much data complexity. There is high price of creating the models, managing, maintaining it. There is a limited AI skills and expertise. And there's, of course, lack of tools for AI model development. Last but not the least, some of you are, we sure are, facing an acute lack of performant GPUs to train the foundation and the various AI models. So in my prior role, I was a client zero for many of our IBM offerings and research offerings. We use open source as well, and wherever there was gaps, we used to develop our own technology. So IBM is a client zero for its offerings and has driven results in areas like customer support, talent transformation, and application modernization. Let me give an example of HR, where we have really simplified and standardized a lot of the HR task processing. So 2 years ago, we used to engage with our HR partner quite a bit. With the introduction of the Ask HR Virtual Agent tool, almost 90% of the tasks are automated. We mostly engage with that HR tool. I mean, it's very rare that we engage with our HR partner. So they can focus on more important and high priority work than having to deal with many of our questions on fairly trivial tasks and processes and just getting things done. Then there's the CIO's office. There's another example I can touch upon is software development, where we are leveraging Watson X Code Assistant to automate and help our software developers generate code and documentation generation, and just helping them improve their productivity very significantly. So this is something that's been deployed and operationalized within IBM. So this is a study that, or rather I would say is a series of studies that were done last year by the IBM Business Value organization. And this study is specific to supply chain as to how generative AI is influencing it. And the supply chain has had to deal with siloed data, with disparate data, issues with sharing. There's fairly high latency in terms of results may result in reacting hours or days later. There's tons of inefficiencies, and that then results in customer escalations. So there is now an opportunity to change the fabric of the workflows with real-time ingestion, data streaming, language models, handling both structured and unstructured data, near real-time views, natural language, experience and predictive and complex interactions so that it can leverage data in real time, resulting in forward-looking and predictive approach rather than having to fight the fires of the day. And becoming aware of problems days and weeks in advance before even the customers get to know. And I know of companies in this audience that have done exactly that and are reaping the benefits of it. So many of these use cases are now being powered by Watson X, which is the new IBM platform for AI and data. And this has been designed with the three most critical elements of an AI strategy around data, around governance, around artificial intelligence. So the WatsonX.ai is a studio that allows clients to train, to validate, to tune, and deploy AI models. WatsonX.data, you can scale AI workloads using the data lakehouse service. And governance helps AI put AI into production with an end-to-end solution to enable responsible, transparent, and explainable AI workflows. And this is becoming especially important with all these data and AI regulations that's coming up. So this is a high-level architectural view. So I don't get into all these details, but this is what the typical components of a generative AI stack looks like. So you have the bottom layer around the hybrid cloud AI tools. You have the data services on top where is used to define, organize, manage, and deliver trusted data across the enterprise. Then you have the AI and data platform, which is the watsonx platforms. And then you have the SDK and APIs that talk to the platforms and engage with the AI assistants on the top. AI assistants are the expert assistants where you don't require too much. Just one second. Okay, yeah. So there's some examples of AI assistants. So it empowers individuals to do work without expert knowledge across a wide variety of business processes and applications. So you have Orchestrate that helps employees to streamline tedious tasks. Assistant, we have got significant ROI from deploying that for various virtual agent conversations. And then there is a Code Assistant that has allowed our software developers to become a lot more proactive. And you can see some of the numbers here. This is very significant numbers. It's not just internal, it's also what's happening with our clients as well. And there are a few more examples of applications across the board. I won't be getting into all, but it's customer service innovation, mission critical operations, financial management. So you can see it's being used in a wide variety of areas. So advances in AI and automation are changing the way people work and live. So for businesses, employee productivity is expected to be the primary driver of economic value. In fact, on an annual basis, $2.2 trillion is spent on wages for busy work. That was by US Congress, by US companies. There was a study that was shared with the Congress. So as you can see in the right-hand side, there's a widespread interest in companies applying AI to boost employee productivity across a range of business functions. Now, so there are three leading use cases that we have seen the benefits. One is human resources, customer services, and app modernization. And you should have access to these slides. So yeah, you can definitely focus on these as you begin your own generative AI or AI journeys. These are proven and have provided business value for internally and for clients. And there's a few more use cases. One of them is the supply chain as well. And these are all based upon our use cases that we have observed with clients. Okay. So there are three key benefits of becoming a data-driven enterprise. First is productivity gains and cost reduction. That's pretty significant. Second is reduced risks by enhancing privacy, regulation, regulatory compliance, there's data protection and security, as well as trustworthy, ethical, and transparent AI. And third is around the speed and flexibility of for the revenue growth by accelerating large-scale transformation and modernization. So to conclude, this is an opportunity to reimagine, reinvent collaboration, workflows, processes, and insights generation in an enterprise, and make it more data-driven and AI-first. So the early use cases for the generative AI stack has already shown business value. So it is also crucial that we champion responsible data and AI management and reskilling of the workforce. So with that, it's a pleasure to be here with all of you. Hope you enjoy lunch and the rest of